Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Chalchov Gimel. We're looking at Siman Beis. So in Siman Beis, he describes the process of how to bow appropriately during Shemoneh Esrei. Kishomer Baruch, when he says the words Baruch, Yichra Bebirkov. So when a person says the word Baruch, a person bends their knees, which means their back. They have not bent their back yet, or their head. The back and the head are still going to be vertical. But the person has bent his knees, so he's moved the whole body down. He's squatted to some extent, as it were. He's bent his knees. Kushamar atov. Then when he says the word atov, then he bows forward. Yishchem b'mehiras b'pamachas achispakagol kol chulya shebeshidra. So the person will quickly bend the whole body to the point that his back is arched, and his vertebrae are therefore sticking out. A person would run their hand up their spine, they would feel the vertebrae sticking out. And it's not enough to bend your body, but your head is still facing vertical. You have to bow your head downwards as well. So a person has bowed his knees, bowed his body, and bowed his head. And the bowing of the knees is in the first stage, and then the body and the head are in the second stage. Well, yishcha yosimidai, a person should not bow too low. Dahainu shiyu piv neged chagor shalamitnasayim. If you bow down to that, you're basically a 90-degree bend, and now your mouth is in level with where your belt is. Shazad derech yurup. That's considered a way of gaiva to do that, and you shouldn't do that. But if you have somebody who is elderly or somebody who is ill and it's hard for him to bow a lot, so the fact that he just bends his head down, indicative of the fact that he would like to do more, but he's not able to do more, that is sufficient. That he does not need to do any more bowing at that point in time. Simon Gimel, Kesharotzulamar Hashem, Zoika Yizkef Benachas. So the Chayyadim understands that before you're saying Hashem's name, a person is bringing his body erect again. And you should do it, Benachas, slowly. Shal Yidme Kemase. It should not look like this bowing is difficult and you're happy to, as it were, pull yourself erect out of the bowing, but rather you should do it slowly. And the Chayyadim understands that you do that before you say Hashem's name. Hashem's okay for Fufim. This is what the Gemara's Meram is, that when you say Hashem's name, Hashem takes those which are bowed down and makes them stand erect. It really should happen before you say Hashem's name, not as you're saying Hashem's name. This is actually a discussion amongst the Poskim, when is the appropriate time to do. And there are two opinions. But the opinion of the Chayyadim, which seems to be the accepted opinion for the Ashkenazim, is to do it as he said, that you're supposed to really raise yourself before you say Hashem's name. Now by Moedim, as opposed to Baruch Atah Hashem, you have Moedim Anachtoloch Shavatahu Hashem. So the over here, there's five words, and then the sixth word is Hashem, but you remain in your bowing state until you say Hashem's name, which is not the third word, but the sixth word. Now, the Chayyadim also says that by Moedim, you do Kriya and Hishtachavoya. Kriya is the bowing of the knees, and Hishtachavoya is the bending forward of the body. And Mishabur actually paskins not like this. Mishabur paskins that by Moedim, different than by the other three Kriyas of Shemoneh Esrei. The other three kriyas are connected to the word Baruch, and the word Baruch is connected to the word Berech. Berech is your knees, so you bow your knees. So part of the process of saying the Baruch of Baruch is bowing your knees. In Moedim, there's no connection to the knees, and therefore, the person just bows, according to Mishabura, the person just bows his body, which we would have as the second half of our process of bowing the person by the waist. The person bows their body down and their head down, and then they come back up. By when I say Hashem's name, so the Mishabura Zachro is not like this Chayyadim. That by Moedim there's no need to bend your knees. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch actually follows the Chayyadim as well. and therefore you will see different people have different minhagim. My understanding is to follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that a person by Moedim does not bow his knees, just bends his body. Have a good day.